You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Hi, my name's Yaya Pandor. My reaction to the welfare bill is mixed, though I was extremely anxious around the uncertainty at the start, which I think was reflective of most disabled people, regardless of disability, because there was just so much information and non-information at the same time. And the consultation process was inaccessible in a lot of regards. So it didn't even feel like there was a real opportunity to put our voice forwards. And then the process felt so rushed straight after the consultation process, which, like I said, wasn't very accessible. They were basically debating and voting on it. So there was a lot of not just anxiety, but actual fear, because poverty is a real issue. And taking away things like PIP would force people further into poverty. We all know being disabled is expensive in itself. You know, the cost of living is increased when you have a disability. And something like being blind or partially sighted doesn't miraculously go away. So it's not like it will improve. In most cases, eye conditions deteriorate, so it only gets worse. And it just didn't feel like we were being listened to, we were being consulted. And so, yeah, it was not just an anxious time, but a fearful time. And then doing a lot of campaigning, it was nice to see a lot of MPs starting to waver and starting to speak more openly about how this was and is a real issue for disabled people. And it was, again, a mixed reaction to the vote. Like, it was nice to see MPs listening to us. But again, the changes that have been made to the bill, it's good for people that are already on PIP, for example, but the new assessments and things come in 2026. And we know more people are going to be losing their sight. The number of blind, partially sighted people is going to increase. So it basically feels like you're being penalized for being disabled, or you could be penalized if you gain a disability later on in life. And that's just not what you want, really, from any sort of system. And don't get me wrong, it's nice there have been the amendments tabled, and there should be an encouragement on people to find work. But the whole system needs to be evaluated within that. For example, anyone knows when they're trying to get into work, and something like access for work, which takes forever or is such a difficult and laborious process in itself. So there needs to be a wider look at the employment sector for disabled people and better support there. But what we need is certainty, clarity, and for people to treat us like real people.
For more interviews, features, and shows, go to your favorite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.